welcome to the May preview of After the Credits. I am your co-host, Maureen Antunes of QuietEarth.us and Row3.com, joined today by fellow co-hosts.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Okay.
And Colleen.
I got nothing. I'm Dale.
I think the I'm a little teapot kind of took us out of it for me.
I was totally unprepared and I'm not that spontaneous.
Yes. Sorry,
I don't know why I came out.
It just happened.
It just happened. Spontaneous, but
it's a beautiful day.
It is.
It's very, very nice out there.
I want all these people to not come to the North Shore on nice days. God damn it.
Yeah, traffic was pretty bad.
It is. On every sunny day, you get like rush hour traffic. It's like, people, fuck off.
But it's so nice here. They're selling Coquitlam as the place to cycle. I'm like, just stay the fuck away out of my trails.
It's mostly hills. In Coquitlam.
Welcome to North Van.
Exactly, right?
With a couple of flat spots that aren't all that interesting. Welcome to Coquitlam.
That's the way we should be selling it. So that the trails stay nice for us.
Hey, people know the North Shore Coquitlam, mountains. And they
stay
still
the fuck off Coast Meridian. It's for locals, bitches. That's what I want poor Coquitlam's motto to be. Coast Meridian, funny. It's for local bitches.
Well, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of the advertisement on a new along the new extension, the Evergreen extension. It's come to Coquitlam, a great greenery, lots of bike routes. I'm like, oh God, stay away from the bike routes.
Yeah, just go away.
Yeah, pretty much. But okay, we're already off track. Apologies.
Hooray.
But yeah. I mean, it's a pretty short month, all things considered, right?
I was surprised.
Yeah,
I was expecting
so was
more.
I.
Maybe because there's a couple blockbusters. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's kind of turned into the, something's big's opening. We can't open for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I guess it kind of makes sense to an extent, but it's making for some like really shitty movie going. Because you go to the movies one weekend and then you don't go to the movies for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is fine by me, to be completely honest.
There you go.
I just care less at this point.
that's a different rant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The cynical cinema files.
Pretty much. Let us jump right into May 5th and Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Colleen is doing Bless Me Jesus, I Am Here, and I'm happy to go to the movies.
I'm on the cross right now. Okay.
Will you actually go to the movie theater?
I might just, although I'll probably wait a few weeks because I hate people. I'll see if I can like bugger off work early one day and get like a matinee or something. You didn't hear that, Jordan Pratt. My boss. Okay, so Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I very much enjoyed the first one, although I thought it needed more music. That's just me.
Here's your sequel.
No.
More music.
But I'm super excited about this one for one reason only. Kurt Russell, bitches. Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Of course.
Star-Lord's daddy.
Of course.
Yeah.
It looks fun. I don't know what else to say.
I pretty much knew that I was going to go to this without any trailers or any other prompting.
Pretty much.
I watched the trailer just because of the show today. It pretty much locked in what I already knew.
Space opera with Jeu de Vie.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, I mean, the characters are just so much fun.
Yeah.
All of them.
Exactly. I was with you, Dale. I mean, you didn't have to sell me on this and I was going to go see it one way or the other.
So. And you have to admit, Baby Groot. Adorables.
I mean, the whole...
Really? I'm really not digging Baby Groot.
I don't want
I
them
miss
to overdo.
Groot.
I don't want I them to overdo Groot.
I know that. But it's not Baby Groot that I like. It's their reaction to it. It's like, buckle up, Baby Groot. I don't know. Somehow I'm like being concerned about that. Yeah.
I've seen some great gags. I did watch the little mini trailer thing they did like months ago with Baby Groot and Rocket.
Oh, yeah, okay,
You know, with the explosives?
Yes.
So
I like that.
That was fun, too.
I just really like Rocket.
I don't want them... Yeah, me too. Me too. I don't want them to overdo it.
Yeah. So we'll see. But, I mean, it certainly looks like fun.
And you're right. I do miss... I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Adult Groot was not a great character.
No. Yeah. But for me, like, I'm going to miss Adult Groot. But... You know, Baby Groot's cute, I guess.
You know, by the third one, he'll be adolescent Groot. And Groot,
oh God,
being angry in the corner.
Groot was sulking.
No.
That'd be funny, actually. What are,
tree zits. I don't know.
The oak galls.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay, we should trademark that right here.
Yeah.
This might be a
you
first.
You got it, TM.
Come on, Marvel. Listen up. Also opening on the 5th, Counter-Programming, if I ever saw any.
Oh, yeah.
The Lovers, which looks great. So it's Deborah Winger, who I haven't seen in a movie in like...
I know.
At least a decade, I think.
A gazillion years.
It's been a long time. And Tracy Letts, best known as a screenwriter, but occasionally acting. And acting the shit out of this role. So they're a couple that's been married for a long time. Both of them are disillusioned and having their own affairs. And, you know, amongst that, they find themselves again. It looks kind of fun.
After they've committed to breaking up, they suddenly...
Realize that they actually love it. Yeah, me too.
I love the premise. I don't know if I'm sold on this cast for it, having seen the chemistry in the trailer, but I love the premise.
Yeah, I think it looks great. I'm really excited.
It's all right.
Well, she didn't say she hated it. Yeah, so
too
there
much
is
that's true.
Also on the 5th, The Diner, or The Dinner.
The Dinner.
So the reason for me to see this, come on, we all know.
Is it, wait, Fassbender?
Steve Coogan.
No, yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, we know you and your Steve
Coogan. Totally a Steve Coogan. Please. We have talked about this before, right? We do know that I'm a big Richard Gere
You're
fan.
You're a gearhead,
right?
Yes.
Are you?
I love Richard Gere.
Wow.
Love Richard Gere.
I seem to recall. It's Dick not like Tracy. He does a lot of movies either.
This is it. So as of late, we've seen a little bit more of him, which is really good. There was actually a really great article on Richard Gere and sort of his comeback. I can't remember where I read it. It might have been like New York Magazine. And they were talking about how basically Hollywood put him in a corner when he started getting all political about Tibet.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it ruffled a lot of feathers. And he was basically like... red band, so he couldn't be in anything for years, so he sort of had to work his way back into the Hollywood system, which I thought was really interesting. I'm like, really? It's Richard fucking Gere. How do you block Richard Gere? That seems so weird.
Until but, they make yeah, a happened. Film adaptation of Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way, like with Richard Gere in it, I'm not prepared to buy in. I'm still waiting.
But, I mean, this looks interesting. It's based on a novel, which apparently is, like, a really big deal. Directed by Oren Moverman, who did The Passengers and Rampart.
This is another one where I really like the premise.
Yes. Yeah. So it's about a family and two sons, and the parents are having a dinner because the sons have done something bad. And Richard Gere is one of the guys, and he's running for office. So they basically have to sort of clear in the closets. Is what this comes down to. It looks really interesting.
I'm
totally game.
I'm not sure I want to see the film, but they did tailor that trailer so that it was suspenseful and you did sort of want to follow along what's going on. Like you were kind of intrigued about what was going on.
I certainly was. Yeah, and it's a good cast.
If they come through on the writing at all with the relationships, because that was like when you have the parents arguing about whether to turn the child in or not, like that really caught me.
Yeah.
And you don't see that too often. It's
no. I'm game.
Sure.
Bring it. Also on the 5th, Three Generations. This looks like it could be kind of fun. Susan Sarandon, Elle Fanning, and Naomi Watts play.
Naomi Watts?
I know, right?
Susan Sarandon?
I know.
Elle Fanning?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite the cast there.
So Elle Fanning is a transgender teen living at home with her mother, Naomi Watts, and her mother, Susan Sarandon, and her girlfriend. So it's like three generations of women all living together, and, you know, family drama ensues.
Yeah,
it looks like it could be a lot of fun.
Sarandon looks like she's having way too much
for
fun.
For sure, right? But, I mean, it's such a good cast of actresses, too. It's so rare to see something like that. So I'm certainly game. I'm interested.
I'm interested. I fear that this one is going to be too nice, if you know what I mean. Like, it almost feels like it's trying to be happy, check the boxes.
Yeah.
Too much.
Not too much of the drama.
Yeah, the drama was
the right kind of drama.
Are you sure you can't just be lesbian? Like, that, if that's the drama in your household.
You know, the Brady Bunch style drama,
yeah,
right? Where it all gets wrapped up in a nice little bow.
Yeah, it certainly has that sort of feel-good kind of feeling.
I don't like the really, really dark gritty, but I mean, there's a happy medium in there for me.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if this is going to be within the band.
Yeah, and I don't think it is. I have a feeling it really does feel like a very sort of peppy...
Wait, and that might be fine. I mean, because
yeah,
these
I need that
these actors are kind of amazing.
pretty much. Also on the 5th, Mr. Chibs, documentary on retired basketball athlete Kenny Anderson, who basically retired, got on drugs, or, well, I don't even know if
alcohol,
he retired.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, fucked up his life, and now he's trying to make a comeback, sort of.
I only have one question. Where did Mr. Chibs come from? Because that's not his name. I can't even sort of parse it in any way that it would come out as Mr. Chibs.
Maybe it's his nickname. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't covered NBA in the trailer. Wasn't,
yeah.
And I don't know enough of the NBA to know anything about him. So.
I have to say I didn't find this trailer compelling at all.
No, the story is interesting, but the trailer has no energy.
No.
Yeah.
None. It's very, very flat. That was the thing that sort of struck out at me, too. I'm like, you know, it sounds interesting, but I have, like, no interest in seeing this whatsoever. So,
yeah, there was nothing, and there really, like, I just, there was nothing there that made me want to look at this story.
Agreed. Agreed. Moving on to the 12th and the abomination that will be King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. I can only imagine it's going to be an abomination.
Oh, speaking of, yeah, this trailer didn't enter. Well, I mean,
none of these trailers have been any good.
I'm tired of King Arthur anyway.
I'm not.
I was about to say, has the secular nature of Hollywood come back to Arthurian legend again?
It must have.
But they're fucking it up. Just, you
well,
know,
they always do.
Well, it's Guy Ritchie.
But I mean, if you're going to fuck it up in style. Don't give it to Guy Ritchie to fuck it up.
You mean like First Night?
Hey, I like First Night, so I mean, fuck you.
I mean, Guy Ritchie is really hit and miss with me. There's been a few of his movies that I've liked.
He hasn't been good in like...
This is not one of them.
Oh, I guess I liked Man from U.N.C.L.E. You know, that had...
Oh, yeah, that was...
That had pep. Yeah. But you get like, did you not see The Abomination that was Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, that was a disappointment for sure.
Yeah, this is just more of the same.
Let's take the whole reason for watching Sherlock Holmes and we'll just change it into an action.
Well, yeah.
Thing. I mean,
more explosions.
Some of his take was interesting. And if they'd kept it as a mystery with the other kind of characterizations, I think I would have been okay with it. But in the end, it was like, oh, really? You've messed this up the same way they kind of messed up James Bond. It went to being from...
Yeah.
You know, what originally was James Bond case, it was like a spy thriller.
Yeah.
To and just to being Gadget an Man. Action adventure. And that's what they did with. Anyway, for Arthur, they didn't even do that. I mean, this whole thing just looks so soulless.
Well, that's the thing that really bothers me. I mean, it feels so like emotionally vacant. And I don't understand how you can make Arthurian legend vacant. It's just, the whole thing is just mind numbing. I don't know.
I didn't see any chemistry in the trailer.
No.
I didn't see anything compelling for storyline.
Like, can I even get excited about, like, the costumes and the swords? Like, I can't even... I looked at the trailer and I'm like, I can't even get excited about that. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm still going to see it. Not opening weekend, but I will see it. I'm just so, so disappointed by the way this
looks. Braver soul than I am.
I have to, and I hope for the best. I really do. You never know. Maybe it'll be surprisingly awesome. I mean, they do have like 3 movies planned or something. So, I mean, it'd be great to like it, but
all right.
I don't know. It's just not looking particularly good. Great cast, though. Really good cast. Except for maybe Charlie Hunnam. He's you not know, the greatest
the
actor.
Lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Also on the 12th, Snatched. Now, I think this looks fucking hilarious.
Okay. With the premise of Schumer, if I had to think over all of Hollywood, who could play Amy Schumer's mother? Probably the first thought in my head would be Goldie Hawn,
right?
Yeah, so they got that at least right.
I don't know. I think it looks really funny, even if it looks totally ridiculous. So Schumer and Hawn play mother-daughter who go on vacation and you get kidnapped and shit just goes wrong from there. Come on. If anybody's going to get kidnapped and shit's going to go wrong, it's these two.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I just think it looks hilarious. And I really like Katie Dippold, the writer. She did the Ghostbusters reboot and The Heat.
Also, Joan Cusack's in it. So
yes, that's always a bonus.
I always like her.
So. Always a bonus. And from Jonathan Levine, who did Warm Bodies and 50-50. So
nice.
Some good stuff going on here in the mix. I'm really excited for this one, I got to say.
I don't know.
Didn't sell, Dale.
I was interested. This style of humor, like The Heat.
Buddy Mom
I enjoyed
film?
The Heat, except for when it went kind of too overboard. It got too farcical. And this one looks like it's going to be the same way.
I don't know if it's going to be like The Heat, because The Heat was made for Melissa McCartney, and Melissa McCartney is a active comic. Like, she... she's a pratfall person.
Yeah, well, and then, I mean, and you were doing that was like the straight face comedy, like, comedian.
Yeah,
like,
this really is.
And this is not.
This is clearly intended as more of a farce kind of a thing. The problem is sometimes the farces, they beat a joke to death.
Yeah, you know, there is that.
I really like the ones where they play the joke and then move on very quickly.
Yeah.
Like some of the situations in the trailer, which presumably are some of the best stuff they have to show off, it's like, yeah, I get it. They're clumsy. Shit is hot. Like, move the fuck on and get me to the next clumsy one. Don't play this one to death.
I see. Okay. That's fair.
It is fair.
Yeah.
I still want to see it. I think it looks really funny. Also opening on the 12th, Lowriders.
Now, here's a film that I have absolutely no appeal to me.
I think it looks kind of interesting.
I was a little interested, but it definitely wouldn't, you know, be something that I would watch when there's nothing else to watch.
Yeah, no, it's not one that I'm going to go looking for, though I do like the concept. So it's directed, it's the feature debut of Ricardo de Montreal, who made a bit of a splash a couple of years ago with a short film called The Raven, and which, you know, everybody was trying to get him to attach to some movie or other, and everybody assumed it was going to be like a big blockbuster. And that didn't pan out, but he's ended up making this really kind of looks like a intimate drama, family drama set in East LA and the lowrider culture. And it looks really interesting. Great cast of characters, though I'm not quite sure what Melissa Benoit is doing in this.
I know, right?
That was a little bit weird. But, I mean, it looks like it could be really interesting. So it's about, you know, a son who's torn between his dad. He's an artist. His brother is a ex-con, and his dad is a low-ride mechanic. Like, this is his life, and, you know, he doesn't really want to do that. So, I mean, you know, very family drama kind of thing. But it looks great, I think, as far as small drama goes. I snuck this one in, guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because how can you not sneak this one in? It's Bon Cop Bad Cop 2. Am I the only one that's excited for this thing?
I think so.
I was never a big fan of the first all that much.
I don't think I have seen it yet.
What?
I'm familiar with the movie, but I have not seen it.
It's like the greatest opening ever. I'm not even joking.
Mad Detective from...
No, I mean like the opening premise of the story.
Oh, okay.
So there's literally a body on the sign that divides Ontario and Quebec, which is why you have a French-Canadian cop and a Toronto cop or an Ontario cop working together to solve the mystery. It's the dumbest setup ever, and it's hilarious.
I forget, which side had the ass?
I think Quebec.
All right.
I can't remember for sure. It's been a while since I've seen it. But Comfior and Patrick Huard are back. It's written by Huard, who I'm surprised is not directing himself, but it's more of the same. It's 8 years later. You know, Comfior's French is a little bit better, but not by much. It's a lot of very Canadian, you know.
So have you seen this then? Like
I haven't seen this one. I want to see it.
First one come out? Well, it was
8 years ago.
Oh, it was only like, 8 years ago? I thought it was longer than that.
No, like 2010, 2011. I love the first one. It's just like it kind of plays into all of the Canadian tropes and does so really well. And I think the trailer for this one looks hilarious.
You know what? If it shows up on Netflix, I'm going to watch it. Because the first one wasn't bad. It was enjoyable. But like, I wasn't the big sort of crushy fangirl.
I totally am. Mind you, like, Patrick Hart is really good looking. he's still really good looking. Which certainly doesn't, you know, not help.
I will give you that.
Okay, good. Also on the 12th, Paris Can Wait. Okay, if anybody can find a movie that's more Marina this month, I don't know what it is. This is it. It's like, it's just so nice. So Diane Lane is married. She's on vacation. Well, her husband's working, but they're on vacation in Paris. She gets pawned off on the driver. She and the driver go on a road trip. On their way to Paris, they fall in love, or so it appears. It just looks like Diane Lane having a great old time through France. Mm-hmm. And I am more than A-okay to watch it.
All right. I think I'll probably pass.
Your mom is going to love this movie.
She will.
Your mom and I are going to love this movie.
Yeah.
Diane Lane just looks so amazing.
She does.
Mm-hmm. She, like that trailer, I'm like, does anybody look this happy at this age? Like, for real? I want to be that. I totally want to be that. She just looks awesome.
There you go.
I'm a big fan. Can you tell I crush?
You have a total fangirl crush on Diane Lane.
And hi, director Eleanor Coppola is 80. This Coppola. Is her first, yeah.
Wow.
Like those Coppolas. Yeah, she. This is her first film. She's 80.
What?
Exactly.
Is she Roman's brother or sister?
Mother.
Mother?
Yeah. Like France. Wow. I believe she is Francis's wife. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just getting confused.
So yeah, it's pretty awesome. I think it looks great. I don't know. That's just
this one to me. I mean, I love Diane Lane. I in all kinds of things, but this one looks a little risky. Like the premise is good, and the scenes that they show you set the picture. But I'm not so sure in the details it will, you know, follow through on its promise.
I'll just watch Rick Steves' travelogue to Paris. I'll get the same effect, I'm sure, without the annoying stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Also opening on the 12th, The Wall. This is Doug Liman's new movie about... Okay, so the thing to keep in mind about this movie, it's 80 minutes long, which might be the shortest Hollywood movie
we will see
in like 5 years.
Wow.
Like legit. But I mean, then the premise, when you look at the premise, you're like, okay, well, that makes sense, right? Because it's literally about two guys.
First 5 minutes, you end up getting pinned behind a wall.
And then you're there for like, you know.
70 minutes. And then 5 minutes, the cavalry walks
in. Exactly. Well, at least your hand, you know, your arm isn't trapped under a rock.
For 2 hours or however long that movie was.
Meanwhile, your face is pressed in the gravel and you're talking to your buddy going, hey, guess what? What? I'm bleeding out, man.
So
knock, who's there? Gets the over the fucking wall, man.
So it stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and John Cena passing by this. So, I mean, it's not exactly the strongest cast of characters, but I don't know. I think this could work.
It could work.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Doug Liman. He's made good movies. So, hey, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, especially if it's only 80 minutes long. That right there was refreshing. I'm like, is that shit for real? It's only 80 minutes? This is great. Okay. Are we going to need to pause, or are you going to be okay to move on?
I'm having a series of knock-knock jokes.
Oh, no.
Oh, good God. Okay, we'll move on without you, because I have a feeling you probably won't care about this one. Oh, The Wedding Plan. Okay, did you watch this trailer?
I did. It looks batshit crazy.
Does it not look charming, though?
It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's about this woman who is about to get married. It takes place in the Orthodox Jew community. She's about to get married. The guy that she's going to marry gets cold feet a week before the wedding. So she decides she's going to get married anyways. She's going to plow on with the wedding. And the man of her dreams will miraculously show up on the wedding day. I'm like, okay, that is both the dumbest thing I've ever heard and really, really charming. The trailer is just like so sweet.
You know, when I was watching this trailer, I couldn't help but think of that really stupid movie, and I've forgotten his name now, where he had, what was it, 48 hours to find a bride to get his
green card or something?
No, it was to get an inheritance in the will. He had to be married by a particular date.
Oh,
he went trolling through all his old girlfriends and blah, blah, blah. It was a really bad rom-com. Like, this was carrying through on a very similar concept in a so much
I know,
more
right?
fun kind of
this was the thing.
Way
I'm
more
like,
enjoyable.
I'm like, this could go so badly so fast, but the trailer suggests it doesn't, which is kind of shocking to me.
Like you said, yeah, the characters are like look really charming. Like they're carrying it off with a lot of joie de vivre.
Chutzpah. A lot of chutzpah. I don't know. I think it looks like it could be fun. Okay, on
Chris O'Donnell. It was a Chris O'Donnell. I will get the name and just. Why do I even care about the name?
I care about the name.
Okay.
I know
Chris O'Donnell is on some NCIS or CIS or some stupid show now.
Yeah, NCIS LA or something like that?
I don't know. I just remember when he was in the movies and he was really cute. I was in high school. You got to give me a break.
Okay.
Like, I was young.
This time.
Oh, I think it was called The Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, you probably just didn't even...
I prefer Brewster's Millions, yeah, where you have to spend $20 million yeah, to get $200 million.
I like that.
Yeah, it was The Bachelor.
Okay.
Challenge
1999.
Oh, man, yeah. See, I was like 19. Of course, I was a fan. Come on. Moving on to May 19th and probably the most anticipated movie of
the other big huge one, yeah.
Oh, really? Even more than Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know if I'd say more than. Really?
Oh, dude, yeah.
I would argue.
No, I like it. Well, for me, I'm way more excited for Alien Covenant.
For me, I'm more excited about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Me too.
Yeah, no, yeah. Give me an Alien movie any day of the week.
All right.
And one where you're not hiding it.
And guess what? Next month we will give you an Aliens movie. Mm.
There's another one?
No, that's what I'm saying.
May 19th. Oh, it's technically, next month.
In May 19th, we will give you an Aliens movie.
Oh, sorry. I'm a little slow, apparently.
Better soundtrack in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. I could go with that.
Okay.
So Ridley Scott.
Less Fassbender.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a big detractor. Oh, no, Fassbender is a big detractor.
Yet.
Yeah, exactly.
But Kurt Russell.
That is true. That is true.
He might still be the thing. You don't know.
Anything is possible at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a fun tie-in. Oh
my God.
Wouldn't it?
Could you imagine Guardians of the Galaxy, what's-his-face, has the wire and the actual... blood samples from everyone.
Oh, Jesus.
hold on one second.
Alien Covenant, I'm a little bit confused about it, what exactly is going on here, because there are now two different storylines that are kind of maybe converging. I'm not sure.
Is this a reboot to it?
So it's a continuation of Prometheus.
Okay.
So there's the first trailer, which was not more so much of a trailer, but more of... like a short film intro that was directed by Ridley Scott's son, which introduces the crew of the Covenant, which is a colony ship. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the big cast with Billy Crudup and Danny McBride and the whole bunch of people. And like, it just looked like the movie was going to be that. And then just last week they released, and Fassbender is in it as like some other robot. Okay. And last week or the week before, they released another trailer that actually brings in the two survivors from Prometheus. So Fassbender and the Doctor. And they are now on the alien planet. So it's like, what the fuck? How are these two things
what
connected?
Is going on?
Yeah. I say bring it on. I've totally done not a 160, a 180, because I did like parts of Prometheus, but in the years since that's come out, I've seen it a couple of more times. And my most recent viewing, I've come to the conclusion that I actually really like Prometheus.
I like the waterfall in Prometheus.
Oh, and then nothing after that.
Because
that's pretty early on.
I saw it in Iceland. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I wasn't all that hot on it when I originally came out, and I saw it like twice within, like very close to the opening. And I've seen it a couple of times since, and I've sort of done a little more. I've come to like it a lot more and appreciate it a little bit more. So I'm really, really stoked to see what the fuck they're doing here, because I'm not sure.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm game. And this poster is like something else altogether. And I just ordered an Alien Mondo poster.
You got one?
Well, they're not one of the limited series.
Oh, okay.
We're printing.
I've given up on Mondo so many times.
Yeah, unless it's something I really want. No, this is one of the, you can order between these two dates and then we'll ship it after. So,
cool.
Dan's like, yeah, we could take something down. Like, okay, buying the poster. Also opening on the 19th, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. I think what's most shocking to me about this is that this is like the third one.
Alternate programming.
Wow. Okay.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I remember one before. I didn't realize there had been two.
I thought there was, I remember there was a Diary of the Wimpy Kid too.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, so they keep making these. Apparently, they're making okay money.
They don't look like they cost a whole lot to make.
This one does star Alicia Silverstone.
Well, she's been
Has been.
D-lister for a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in anything in a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
Neither have I. Yeah, this seems like at least from the trailer, you know, it wasn't one of those kids' movies that works on two levels. It's just, it's straight out kids' movie.
Yeah, so didn't, not for me.
Which Alicia is fine.
Silverstone gets super preachy about like food and shit like that. Like she's becoming a dietitian.
She's a vegan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have
she
no
may
idea.
Have. I don't remember any of that. I just remember she dropped from sight, and actually I think she might. I mean, she seems to have a bit of a speech impediment. So,
well, I think she always kind of did.
Yeah,
I think she sort of worked her way through that.
I was wondering if maybe that's why she de-emphasized the acting.
Maybe. Talking about Alicia Silverstone, I recently watched The Babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while you're like flying through lists, and you're like, this came out in the 90s. Why do I not remember it? And then you're like, and then you're like, okay, that's why I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those.
My brain's protecting itself.
Pretty much. Also opening on the 19th, Everything, based on a book by Nicola Yoon. It's basically Boy in a Bubble.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm
going to
watch Boy in the Bubble instead.
I don't know. I think this looks fun.
No, I think this looks better than Boy in the Bubble, but
I haven't seen Boy in the Bubble
in
like a decade.
John Travolta in a plastic bubble?
Fuck me.
It's pretty hot.
No, thanks. And plus female director, and I'll always give that extra props. So I think it looks really charming. And who doesn't like a good romance?
You're asking the people at this table?
Well, I know you can appreciate a good romance. Her, I'm not sure.
I'm a robot.
I don't know. I think you have
cold,
a heart.
Dead
I think,
robot.
I think you have a heart under
there. If there was a button to wipe out humanity, I'd hit the button so hard I'd have to fix the button to press it again.
Oh my God.
We are inexcusably horrible as a species.
Okay, I can really not argue with that.
And speaking of inexcusably horrible.
Why?
May 26th, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men
Tell Tales. Why is this fourth or fifth movie in this damn franchise and I can't get a second Jack Brooks Monster Slayer? What the fuck?
Because it's Disney.
Ugh.
And Jack Brooks didn't star Johnny Depp, desperate for money.
Well, thank God, because it was good.
Pretty much, there's only two things that this movie has. Well, three things this movie has going for it.
Jeffrey Rush has got to be one.
And Javier Bardem. That first trailer with Javier Bardem is pretty badass. I mean, the special effects, if nothing else, look spectacular. I'm done with Johnny Depp.
Done with him a long, long time
ago. Is Keith Richards back?
Yeah, apparently.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Yeah, maybe a little bit of that. But after he has messed up so many times, why do people let him get away with that shit?
Well, this is it.
I think the last thing I liked him in was Never Neverland, the...
That was forever ago.
I know. That's what I mean. It's like he has been...
Yeah.
He has...
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
All of the stuff I've seen him in, he's detracted from. Sometimes not enough to spoil the movie. Sometimes it's like, why did they let you do that?
Yeah, he's gone from a really interesting character actor to a caricature.
Caricature, yeah.
And it's just he's just not fun to watch anymore.
He has the same sort of death spiral in my mind as Adam Sandler. There was one time when I actually kind of liked Adam Sandler, and now I can't stand anything he's in. I get the same feeling with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I'm certainly on the same boat. I generally don't really care for any of his new stuff.
Yeah.
That said, so back on this. So yeah, I mean, three things that I think this has going for it. One, this cast. So Jeffrey Rush and Javier Bardem, and they're bringing back Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley apparently makes an appearance. So when...
Those were the only things that interested me about this movie.
Yes. Two, the special effects, which do look really spectacular. And three... The directors who directed Contiki like 6 years ago, which was fucking awesome. And I mean, if you're going to make a movie about the water, you found the two best guys to do it other than James Cameron. So, you know, I can maybe think that maybe this one will be okay. But then I think Johnny Depp is in it. I'm like, oh,
I'm reserving judgment.
me too, but I can't say I'm interested. And probably in the only really like head-to-head battle we're going to see all summer for movies, Baywatch also opens that weekend.
God help me. I think I want to see
that. I totally want to see this.
I never thought I would say those words.
Compared to the two, I'm on board Baywatch. Oh, yeah, Baywatch all the way.
Over Pirates, yeah.
I think no Baywatch question. Looks hilarious.
Mm. I cannot believe they came up with a vehicle that made me interested, but damn it, they did.
I'm just worried the character of Mitch Buchanan. Now, Rock is a great, great actor, but does he have the chops to take on a David Hasselhoff role?
Nobody does. Exactly. Let's be honest. The Hoff is the Hoff.
The Hoff is the Hoff, and how distracting is it going to be to see The Rock in
zero distraction
in his red shorts where the Hoff should be.
I just don't care. The Hoff is like his own thing now.
The Hoff.
I just don't care.
He has his own gravitational field. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, the gravitational field seems to center around Germany.
This is it. So, I mean, like, to me at this point, like, I don't have, like, Baywatch was just Hasselhoff in shorts.
Okay. Like, you know, I never did watch the TV show.
No, it was not a big thing.
I never got into Baywatch, but I love Baywatch Nights. Holy shit, was that show so fucked up.
I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what that is either.
The Mitch Buchanan like Baywatch crew ended up forming their own private detective agency and they solve crimes at night.
Of course they did.
It's spiraled into sort of like a supernatural sort of, it was just so fucked up. I think it lasted one season, then was canceled quietly.
All right. I don't know. I think this looks really funny.
I think that was Baywatch
Nights. It does. I love how they commit so hard to something so silly.
Yep.
Unapologetically.
Yep. I think as long as they decide not to make a sequel... Well, because I mean, I'm thinking of that 21 Jump Street, which was really good.
Right.
And then 22 Jump Street was so not good. So I'm thinking like Baywatch could be the same. It could be like really good and then just leave it there. Don't bother with a sequel. It's just going to be terrible.
We may be getting ahead of ourselves.
Exactly.
Let's wait until.
And that's it for the month as far as like big openings go. And while Colleen looks it up, is it indeed Baywatch Nights?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god. And it was more than one season. It was just freaking fantastic. That's all I can say. Great.
Let us talk about some of the shit stuff that's happening in town. At the Van City Theater, they're screening a bunch of stuff, a couple of interesting highlights. Vancouver, No Fixed Address, documentary by Charles Wilkinson about basically like living in Vancouver, playing May 19th to June the 6th. My Entire High School is Singing Into the Sea. This is director Dash Shaw's animated film based on, I believe, his own comic book. It looks kind of interesting, great voice talent. The reviews have not been particularly good, but it looks like it could be kind of fun, especially if you're sort of into like alternative alt comics and you're into some, you know, interesting animation, May 19th to the 23rd. And then in remembrance of Jonathan Demme, they're doing a Demme Jam on May 27th at 9 p.m. It's free. And it's basically going to be a collection of scenes and moments from a number of Demme's movies, basically put together kind of like a DJ set. And they are taking requests. So you can follow the Van City Theater on Facebook and make your request on what you want to see. At the Cinematheque is killing it this month, just for the record. They're screening three films of contemporary Croatian cinema on May the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. They include Sonja and the Bull, Leah and Derija, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, and Children of the Fall, which I have seen and is really good, so I can only assume the other two are really good too. Certain Women, this is Kelly Reichardt's movie from last year, with Kristen Stewart, Michelle Williams, and Laura Dern, playing the 19th to the 25th. It's not a movie for everybody, but if you're into some great feminist filmmaking, this is definitely the movie for you. And Lily Gladstone is in this, and she is like spectacular. It's worth seeing just for her performance. It's amazing. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
classic, May 20th, 22nd. Cinema Sunday this month is on May 21st, An Afternoon with Marv Newland, local legend as far as animation is concerned, not just local legend, but a legend in general. And he is going to be screening some of his favorite shorts, including Bambi Meets Godzilla.
That's the one.
In DCP. Black Hula and Anna Jam, and they've all been remastered. So he's showing, basically you get to spend the evening with Marv and watch some of his shorts, and he's a really, really awesome person, just a really nice guy. Highly recommend it if you're in town. Check that out. That is a free event. Frames of Mind this month is May 17th, a Chinese film called Mad World, and making a return after a 2-year hiatus.
I need to buy tickets for this, I'm pretty sure.
24-hour movie marathon starts 10 a.m. Saturday, May the 27th, running through 10 a.m. Sunday, May 27th. I have my ticket.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Okay. I was really close to buying a ticket, but I'm still not sure I want to commit to like 24 hours.
You
want to
commit. We're all going to be there.
That's at the Rio, right?
No, it's at the Cinematheque.
Oh, Cinematheque. With their new chairs.
Yes. New seats.
Okay.
Have you tried their new seats?
I haven't
tried
the new seats. Yes, I've been there. My only complaint about their new seats is, one, they're still new, and they're... I can't remember the name of the fabric, but they're not leather. They're like that synthetic stuff.
Oh.
And so they're still breaking in. So don't wear shorts. That's the only thing to keep in mind, because they do get sticky. And I find because the grading on that theater is very minimal, I find the backs of the seats are a little bit too high if you're sitting in the back and you're short like me. So if you get comfortable in the seat, I find that it cuts off a little bit on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you sit like sort of in the middle of the theater, you're fine.
Okay.
But yeah, this new seats are a great improvement over the old ones. So it'll be really nice. And the whole crew will be there. Bill and Adrian are coming over from the island.
I just
Melissa
remember
will be there
listening to their podcast. And they sounded pretty bagged by
yep.
My friend end of the thing. Warren that I went to Iceland with, and... Lisa, who yes. I also went to Iceland with. They did it 2 years ago, kind yeah. of thing. So, yeah. Okay. Reserve, select tickets. I'm clicking it.
Sweetness, this shit's happening. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's happening. It's happening.
Nice. So, yeah, tickets are available now. They are limited to however many seats there are, which I think is like 120-something. So, yeah. Get your tickets while you can. We will all be there. You can meet the crew. Come on, Dale. Peer pressure.
I am. I'm feeling the pressure now. It's
Colleen is buying her ticket as we speak.
Yeah. The other thing to note is the whatchamacallit, the films are a surprise.
Yes, so they're usually on a theme. The theme at the last one was time. So all of the movies were
They still failed to basically do Groundhog Day and then the very last film, Groundhog Day, do it twice. I think that would have been brilliant.
No thanks. Yeah. But yeah, it'll be fun. There will be beer. There will be snacks.
It would be fun to psych people out. Play just the opening credits. Yes. The second ground.
Because I don't really want to see it twice. Once is enough. Thanks. I'm not a huge fan of that movie. Yeah, that's just me. But that is it for May.
Yeah, so a couple films that I will actually probably get me out to the theaters.
And now that I know you're not working, I'm going to be like texting you all the time. Dale, yeah. Movie.
I actually wrote the first blog post on Digital Doodles for like 2.5 years.
And of course, my RSS, I don't use check RSS anymore. It's like the whole technology. So at this point, it's like, I didn't know. What?
There you go.
How am I supposed to keep up now?
That old blogging. I almost feel like I should create a Medium account and cross-post it there. It's where all the cool kids are these days.
Yeah, we'll need to talk about that because, All right. That is it. Come on by row3.com and check out the links to all the trailers and stuff. If you're in town, please do join us at the 24-hour movie marathon. It will be tons of fun. And if you see us around town, say hello. I'm always surprised when random people are like, are you from that podcast? Really? People listen? So yes, come and say hello. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with the April Littlest Hobo Media Spew. So until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.